第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Good afternoon. Can I help you, sir?
Well, I made a reservation last week for this American couple by the name of Benjamin. Here they are.
A minute, please. Benjamin. Oh, yes. Here it is. One double room for a whole week. Here is the registration card.
What are you doing?
Look at me. I look so old. I look as if I were 30.
Come on. Stop being so vain. You look great. You are beautiful. Good evening. This is your pilot once again.We will be entering a period of turbulence in about 5 minutes, so I would ask you to return to your seats and fasten your seatbelts.
John, be quick to come back and sit down. Hello, you must be new in town. I didn't see you in the neighborhood.
Yes, I did just move in.
How do you like it here?
There are many opportunities for people. I know my life will be better here. I need a taxi, please.
We have various transportation services. Would you prefer a private vehicle?
No, thanks.A taxi is just fine, and I'd like to be picked up as soon as possible.
I see. A taxi will be here shortly, sir.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白，读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间。阅读这两个小题。
I heard you're moving to New York.
Yes, I've got an offer in upstate New York.
Oh, that's great, but I'm going to miss you.
Me too. Let's keep in touch.
Yeah, don't forget to drop me a line when you settle down.
Trust me, I won't. I'll keep you posted.
You have my address?
Well, I have your email address.
All right. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Good luck. I heard you're moving to New York.
Yes, I've got an offer in upstate New York.
Oh, that's great. But I'm going to miss you.
Me too. Let's keep in touch.
Yeah.Don't forget to drop me a line when you settle down.
Trust me, I won't. I'll keep you posted.
You have my address?
Well, I have your email address.
All right. I look forward to hearing from you soon. Good luck.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在， 你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Jared, I just heard about your father. How is he doing? Did he get a high fever or heart attack?
He's in the hospital resting. The doctors didn't give a clear answer yet.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but this is a good hospital. I'm sure they will do whatever they can.
I hope so.
You must feel really worried right now, but you know your dad is a fighter.
Yeah, I think my mom is the most worried. I'm basically worried about how she is doing.
Where is she right now?
She's in the hospital with my dad. I have to go back tonight.
Hey, I'll go with you.
You don't have to.
It's really no problem.
Okay, let's go right after dinner.
Jared, I just heard about your father. How is he doing? Did he get a high fever or heart attack?
He's in the hospital resting. The doctors didn't give a clear answer yet.
I'm so sorry to hear that, but this is a good hospital. I'm sure they will do whatever they can.
I hope so.
You must feel really worried right now, but you know your dad is a fighter.
Yeah, I think my mom is the most worried. I'm basically worried about how she is doing.
Where is she right now?
She's in the hospital with my dad. I have to go back tonight.
Hey, I'll go with you.
You don't have to.
It's really no problem.
Okay, let's go right after dinner.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
What are you going to do after you return from Washington?
I'm going to stay in the city.
What will you do all day?
I'm going to work with my father at the store. In the evening, I'll read books. On weekends, I'll go to the beach with my family.
Have you ever worked?
No, but I can learn. What are you going to do this summer?
I'm going to camp. I've gone to camp for 4 summers.
I've never gone to camp. What do you do there?
We do many things. In the morning, we go swimming and boating. In the afternoon, we play basketball or tennis. We sit around a campfire at night. We sing or tell stories.
That sounds wonderful.
It is wonderful. What's John going to do this summer?
I think he's going to the mountains with his parents.
Well, so long, Mary. Have fun. What are you going to do after you return from Washington?
I'm going to stay in the city.
What will you do all day?
I'm going to work with my father at the store. In the evening, I'll read books. On weekends, I'll go to the beach with my family.
Have you ever worked?
No, but I can learn. What are you going to do this summer?
I'm going to camp. I've gone to camp for 4 summers.
I've never gone to camp. What do you do there?
We do many things. In the morning, we go swimming and boating. In the afternoon, we play basketball or tennis. We sit around a campfire at night. We sing or tell stories.
That sounds wonderful.
It is wonderful. What's John going to do this summer?
I think he's going to the mountains with his parents.
Well, so long, Mary. Have fun.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。 现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Hi, Susan. Wow, where did you get all of this stuff?
I bought it, and the widescreen TV, and my new DVD player. Here, let me show you my stereo. You can really rock the house with this one.
But where did you get the money to buy all these? You didn't borrow money from Mom and Dad again, did you?
Of course not. I got it with my student credit card.
A student credit card?How in the world did you get one of these?
I got an application in the mail. Times are changing, and having a credit card helps you build a credit rating, control spending, and even buy things that you can't pay with cash.
I don't want to hear it. It sounds you've spent yourself in a hole. Anyway, student credit cards just lead to impulse spending, as I can see here.And the interest rates of student credit cards are usually sky high. And if you miss a payment, the rates, well, just jump. Let's sit down and talk about how you're going to pay things back. And maybe we can come up with a budget that will help you get out of this mess. That's the least I could do. Hi, Susan. Wow, where did you get all of this stuff?
I bought it, and the widescreen TV...And my new DVD player. Here, let me show you my stereo. You can really rock the house with this one.
But where did you get the money to buy all these? You didn't borrow money from Mom and Dad again, did you?
Of course not. I got it with my student credit card.
A student credit card? How in the world did you get one of these?
I got an application in the mail.Times are changing, and having a credit card helps you build a credit rating, control spending, and even buy things that you can't pay with cash.
I don't want to hear it. It sounds you've spent yourself in a hole. Anyway, student credit cards just lead to impulse spending, as I can see here, and the interest rates of student credit cards are usually sky high. And if you miss a payment, the rates, well, just jump.Let's sit down and talk about how you're going to pay things back, and maybe we can come up with a budget that will help you get out of this mess. That's the least I could do.
听下面一段独白，回答第17至第20四个小题。现在，你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Healthy relationships allow you to express your individuality, bring out the best in both of you, and encourage growth, especially if you are in a new relationship. It's best to set a foundation for a positive and healthy relationship from the start. There are two pieces of advice on it. The first one, speak up. Don't expect your partner to be able to read your mind or figure it out.If you have a need or want to express something, you need to communicate it yourself. It's not fair to you or your partner when you don't communicate your needs. Likewise, don't hold in the things that bother you. If you don't know how to start a conversation, say, "There's something on my mind, and I'd like it if you listened." You can also say,Something is bothering me, and I feel like we should talk about it. The second one, listen intently. Part of a healthy relationship is knowing when to talk and when to listen. Develop your listening skills by not interrupting and letting your partner finish their thoughts and feelings. Truly listen, and don't try to come up with a response while your partner is talking. Use active listening skills by reflecting the content and emotions of what your partner is saying. Healthy relationships allow you to express your individuality, bring out the best in both of you, and encourage growth, especially if you are in a new relationship. It's best to set a foundation for a positive and healthy relationship from the start. There are two pieces of advice on it. The first one, speak up. Don't expect your partner to be able to read your mind or figure it out. If you have a need or want to express something, you need to communicate it yourself. It's not fair to you or your partner when you don't communicate your needs. Likewise, don't hold in the things that bother you. If you don't know how to start a conversation, say, "There's something on my mind, and I'd like it if you listened." You can also say, "Something is bothering me, and I feel like we should talk about it." The second one, listen intently. Part of a healthy relationship is knowing when to talk and when to listen. Develop your listening skills by not interrupting and letting your partner finish their thoughts and feelings. Truly listen, and don't try to come up with a response while your partner is talking. Use active listening skills by reflecting the content and emotions of what your partner is saying.